the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christmas is almost upon us, and thank goodness, because I'm getting tired of the waiting and the build-up. By this stage, plans are made, decorations are hung, presents are mostly bought, and at least a couple of holiday parties have been celebrated. It's time to get on to the main event, because I can only plan and anticipate for so long. I imagine I'm not the only one who feels this way by this point in December. As I read the start of the gospel passage for today, I thought we would finally get there. After all, it does begin. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place this way. But it's just a teaser, because then it tells of Joseph and the angel Gabriel, the prophecy about the coming child and the instruction to call him Emmanuel, meaning God is with us, but no actual birth. We must continue to wait for that part of the story. And I'm getting a little tired of waiting. On Advent 4, we are reminded that God has also grown weary of waiting. Isaiah tells us that God was coming in the form of Jesus because God was wearied by the world. He was tired of waiting for people to understand his message spoken through the prophets and intermediaries, of watching people get his law all wrong in a way that was hurtful to the very humanity he intended to make thrive. Tired of listening to the unmet cries for justice, love, and compassion, and tired of having his beloved people go through their daily lives as though God were not imminently present and tangibly real already. So yes, God is waiting too in this season, but like us, God is not waiting patiently. Like a baby kicking in the womb, God is saying it is his time and he will not be ignored. God is waiting like a baby waits, crying out and expecting you to come immediately and attend to him. Focus on him. Make him the priority because this is his moment. God is the center of Advent attention, the center of the season, the center of the universe, and they are all God's moments. And he is kicking and crying out so that you and I will recognize him in our midst. God with us, Emmanuel. St. Augustine said that the baby Jesus is the God who penetrates our deafness by his violent, loud crying. It's a powerful image. The baby cries out, and we jump to respond. Is he cold, hungry, dirty, or in pain? It doesn't matter because the right move in every case is to attend to him with love and care, to hold him close, to soothe, to change, and to feed. To focus on him and the immediacy of his reality. God came in this form to force us into the right action, to play to our deepest instincts and teach us how to be truly human and how to properly worship him. We know what to do when a baby cries out because virtually all humanity participates in what the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, once called the universal conspiracy of baby worship. So God came among us in this form, as dependent and wordless, embodying his message, and literally crying out to be heard, to be loved, to be worshiped. For this reason, one of my least favorite parts of any Christmas carol comes in the carol, Away in a Manger. It's a nice tune and all, and much of it's fine, but there's that line, "No crying he makes," that just seems to stretch credulity and undermine the very point of the event of the Incarnation. Jesus was God come into our world as a real human baby, with the same needs and dispositions as all other real babies. And it just seems hard to believe that he lay on a bed of hay in an animal's feeding trough, on a cold night in a smelly stable and just cooed adorably without any tears. It smacks of our attempt to whitewash the event, which undermines the very power of it. The whole importance of the incarnation is that God became like one of us, suffering the indignities of human life, being cold, hungry, pitied, or ignored. That Jesus was in fact Emmanuel, God with us in our real lives and circumstances. That means this is not an idyllic scene. God comes in humanity, unafraid to cry out, causing some to ask, where is the divinity in that? This scene is where the great scandal of our faith lies. God is a baby crying in a manger. Maybe even more so than the Jesus of the cross. The picture of God at Calvary was an adult man who made a choice to love and obey. This picture of God is as one crying out for us to recognize him in our midst and just pay attention. The great scandal of Christianity is in the infant God in a manger who could make no choices but waited on humans to meet his needs, to listen to him and respond. This is still the God of Advent, waiting for us to see that he is already present, God with us, and has been all along. He shouted from the mountaintop in Exodus, made space for himself in the center of the temple, the very center of life in the ancient kingdom of Israel, and sent numerous prophets to speak with his voice directly to the people. God was always there among the people, as truly present as their own being. But through it all, God was ignored or quickly forgotten. So he manifests himself in a real human form that demanded attention. But the truth is that we still easily forget and move on from God's presence among us. It's why in Advent, we wait for a second coming of Christ, when his reality in our lives will be full and complete and impossible to overlook. And just like the first time around, God is tired of waiting for us to recognize the truth that he is already present. The Lord is weary, weary of a world that refuses to understand his sign, that ignores what we know to be his righteous law, teaching us how to live and how to treat other people. A world that will not embrace the rule of his kingdom, that prays for his presence, but does not recognize the deep meaning and inherent power of him lying in the manger or hanging on the cross. The Lord is waiting for us to call him Emmanuel and recognize his presence in our midst, to realize what that would mean for our lives, to drop what we're doing, no matter how important it seems, because the Christ is like a baby crying out for our attention, and he means right now. People have many different feelings about the coming of Christmas. Some come to Christmas with joy at the festivities and family gatherings. Some look forward to a rest from their busy work schedules. Some look with apprehension on a time when their loneliness is heightened, or a significant marker of the passage of time that could be their last cycle. Whatever you're feeling about the Christmas season, I invite you to drop what you're doing for some time in the coming days and respond to the baby calling out from the manger, waiting impatiently for your attention. Reflect on what it means that God is among us, truly with us, experiencing both the joys and the indignities of our real human lives. Because no matter which of those categories you fall into, Christ comes as the Savior of all of those people and the fulfillment of all of those deeply held desires. He comes to make your joy eternal, making your family part of the Holy Family, including your festivities in the everlasting celebration of the incarnate Christ. He comes to bless your desire for rest with His own peace. Because all that really needs to be done, He has already accomplished on your behalf. He seeks to take the thread of loneliness out of solitude, because God is with you, embodying love in your own presence. And He seeks to take the foreboding out of the future, because God is there and He is eternally present. Because this is the God who always was, come into our world, making daily visitations into our conscience, and preparing to come again in power and great might. A funny thing happens when we put down the other things in our lives to focus on the Christ child in a way that's fitting, the way that He is crying out for and demanding. When we begin to live into the reality of God being ever present with us, the paradigm starts to shift, and we realize that we are the ones wrapped in the security of swaddling clothes, being fed and attended to, our cries met and our tears dried. God came into our world to model how it is to be truly human as He intended. We cry out in our need, and the being of love responds with gentle care and compassion, without delay or hesitation, because the ultimate and eternal love is ever present in our lives. This is the meaning and the gift of Christmas, the reality of the God we will call Emmanuel, God with us, this day and all days. He is just waiting for us to recognize Him there in our midst and to respond appropriately. Amen.